The government here is standing with Sri Lanka, saying it condemns all acts of terrorism, and its resolve has only been strengthened by the mosque attack in Christchurch. The Prime Minister says New Zealand rejects all forms of extremism and is committed to religious freedom and the right to worship safely. It's the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, standing in for Jacinda Ardern this morning. Tēnā koe, Minister. Good morning to you.
Kia ora, Grant.
These are horrific scenes in Sri Lanka.
Oh, it's devastating. You know, I think from my perspective, I look at it that it really doesn't matter if it's a mosque in Christchurch or a Catholic church in Colombo. People of faith have to know that they're safe when they go to worship. It is actually a position of vulnerability coming together like that. And it's just devastating to see this. And obviously, we're offering all our support to Sri Lanka. New Zealand received tremendous support from the rest of the world after the 15th of March, and it's very important that we play our part now in supporting another country that's had to suffer from a terror attack.
I noticed that, again, social media companies are being scrutinised in the wake of this attack. The Sri Lankan government has actually put a ban and blocked it for some time. There's a temporary ban at least on there. You've been paying some attention, haven't you, as a government, to the role of Facebook and the social media companies in an event like this? And I know things were different in Christchurch. In some ways, it was a more direct role, wasn't it, because the alleged gunman filmed his terror attack. What progress have you made about a potential crackdown on social media companies?
Yeah, look, the Prime Minister in particular has been talking to other world leaders, and I know that at an officials level that's going on. There's got to be multiple level responses. There's what we can do in New Zealand, and we're taking a look at the laws we currently have to make sure that they are being enforced, but also whether or not we need to strengthen them. But ultimately, this will only work if we have a global response. And that's the leadership role the Prime Minister's been taking, talking to other world leaders and encouraging those social media companies to come to the table so that we can have an appropriate regulatory response. You know, I don't think a blanket ban is the answer. You can understand why the Sri Lankan government might have done that for a short period of time. But ultimately, we need a global response that has a regulatory response and that actually forces these companies to recognise their role as publisher of this material, not just as the postman, as they like to claim.
Can I turn to the budget? I guess that is your next real focus as finance minister. Has Cabinet signed off on the budget yet? Is all the work done?
Cabinet signed off on the budget package. What now happens is that the Treasury and others go through and work out the final accounts and use the final and updated forecasts to decide exactly what that means for the various indicators we have in the economy. And there's a few little tweaks that take place between now and the 30th of May. But it's a package that I'm confident addresses the big long-term well-being issues that New Zealand has. It's going to look very different, Guyan, from budgets that you've seen before, because we are focused on a set of evidence-based priorities. And, you know, I'm looking forward to delivering a budget that I know that addresses some of these really important big challenges.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of those in just a minute, but how would you describe the focus of this budget?
I'd focus it as being on New Zealand's long-term challenges to well-being. You know, we've already announced the priorities as being around mental health, reducing child poverty, reducing the disparity that Māori and Pacifica populations face, and getting ahead of some of the, you know, the big economic issues of our time, the transition to a low-carbon economy and how we adapt to the future of work, plus all of the usual cost pressures we have. And, you know, I think it's a budget where we're going to make some significant investments and one that New Zealanders, I think, will be able to see a pathway forward. We've never promised we're going to be able to do everything in a single budget. This is about building on last year and building towards another budget next year. But it's one that I think people will see as being a little bit different from the way we've approached these issues before.
How much extra spending is marked for this budget?
That's not something I'm going to announce today, but last budget we allocated around $24 billion extra across the forecast period from what the previous government had planned. We did that because we are paying debt back more slowly than the previous government had done. We have made a few changes to the tax system, closed some loopholes around GST and so on. That gives us a bit of extra revenue. The economy continues to grow as well, and so that albeit a little slowly, more slowly than had been forecast. So, you know, that does give us some resources, extra resources to be able to spend, plus a little bit of reprioritisation as well. So you'll see the final details of that in May, but as in previous budgets, I'm not going to announce it today, unfortunately.
You talked about it looking a little new, and indeed you've talked quite a bit about the wellbeing and the living standards framework that you're working towards. There's been a bit of criticism about that too, hasn't there, with Treasury, presumably under your watch, trying to quantify what the monetary value of gaining a friend is or being a member of a club.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is actually Treasury. I mean, that's the work that they do. Their living standards framework is based around some OECD work about the different factors that make up a successful life.
Yeah, but do you agree with these? I mean, famously, it says that it's actually more valuable to have contact with your neighbours than it is to avoid diabetes. Having contact with your neighbours is valued at $8,500. Avoiding diabetes is just short of $4,000. I mean, doesn't that make it a little bit of a nonsense?
Yeah, look, that's actually not quite comparing apples with apples, because one of those is around...
Well, it's comparing neighbours with diabetes, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's one of them's around the public benefit of that, and one of them's around the private benefit, and so actually it doesn't... They're not directly comparable numbers. And look, you know, that's a tool that the Treasury have used, but I think if you take a step back, what the Living Standards Framework and the Wellbeing Budget are about is saying, yep, we need growth, we need prosperity, but we also need to measure our success in terms of how we look after the environment, how we look after our people, and yeah, how strong and connected our communities are. And in fact, the topics we've just been discussing today probably emphasise more and more the importance of us understanding one another a bit better and using that as a strength for New Zealand rather than the challenges that it might be posing us at the moment. So, you know, I don't apologise for a budget that looks beyond just GDP as a measure of success. It actually reflects, I think, how New Zealanders feel.
Yeah, I know, but if they're saying that it's $592 for gaining a friend, I mean, do we take that seriously?
Look, that's a tool. That's the budget measurement tool that they use when people put projects up. It's not the only thing that helps decide whether we invest in something. They're trying to quantify, you know, what are the various benefits of proposals. But ultimately, we look at this across the board about what's going to make the biggest difference in improving New Zealanders' long-term well-being, yeah, Looking beyond the electoral cycle. So it's part of the toolbox they've got, but it's not the be-all and end-all.
Is that a Facebook friend or a real friend, do you think?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the Treasury that, but I suspect it might be a real friend, John.
Thanks for your time this morning. That's Grant Robertson, who is the Finance Minister.